This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Markets Podcast from CNBC TV 18. This segment is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Now, this last hour jinx has been playing the markets recently, and in four out of the last five trading sessions, the Nifty, after making an intraday high, has failed to hold on to those levels. Now, even yesterday, after making an intraday high of around 21,960, the index corrected almost 200 points from those levels. Now, this has been a common trend across the last five trading sessions, barring the 31st of January. Now, yesterday what happened was that the broader market started to sell off first. The mid-cap index ended almost 450 points off the highest point of the day, and it ended in the red. And it has been oscillating between gains and losses for the last nine trading sessions now. On the flip side, the small cap index, although it ended off the highest point of the day, but it ended in the green and is up for 8 days in a row. So we'll take note of that as well. A pocket that has been doing well is PSUs. We'll keep that on our radar. Those corrected sharply as well. At one point, stocks like SJV and NHPC were up 10-12%. They ended around 3-4% higher. What is also interesting to note is that the delivery volumes were significantly lower compared to their 5-day average. Even Indian Oil, that stock that ended 7% higher yesterday, their delivery volumes are also significantly lower compared to their 5-day average. Some earnings reactions from Bharti Airtel, Suven Pharma, Ashok Leyland. Numbers were healthy from Bharti Airtel. We'll keep that on our radar as well. Companies like Britannia, CAMS, Nykaa, and a lot of other broader market names will be reporting results today. The handover from Wall Street is weak. Asian markets are mixed, and the GIFT Nifty is indicating a muted start for our Indian markets this morning.